New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
So what does it take to become a saint? It's an interesting process. It's one that not a lot of us really know an awful lot about. In fact, our next guest got so interested in it, he wrote a book called The Saint Makers. And what's interesting is that Joe Drape is an award-winning sports writer and somehow took this path down an interesting road and came up with a really fascinating story. He joins us right now. Good morning, Joe.
Paul, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. What led you to uncovering these really interesting stories in The Saint Makers?
Sports did lead me to it. I was, in 2008, I moved my family to Kansas to write a book about an undefeated high school football team that had won 70 games in a row with only 2 rules: love one another and get better every day. And it was there I came across this priest named Father Emil Capon. And Father Capon died in a Korean War camp, prisoner of war camp, at the age of 35 in the 50s. He was from the region of Kansas, where Smith Center, where I was, and people were trying to, he had already been awarded the Medal of Honor, and now folks in that region were pushing to make him a saint in the eyes of the Catholic Church. And it was just the fervor these people had, the respect that they had for this priest, that, it won me over. And as I went and researched, his battlefield heroics are just over the top. He never carried a gun. And then it got me interested in how you become a saint. And I was parochial and Jesuit educated, and I didn't even know how it happened. So it took me from the plains of Kansas to the halls of the Vatican in Rome. So it was a really rewarding sort of journey. And I learned many fun facts, like it takes 181 years from a candidate's death to becoming a saint.
Is that right?
It's a long, costly process.
I guess it is. So, well, tell us a little bit about Father Capon's journey to sainthood, and of course, not just his journey, but the journey of those that would nominate him for that. What is involved in that process?
Well, first of all, there was another country priest from Kansas, a contemporary named Father John Hotz. He's still very much with us. He picked up the hard work of promoting Father Capon's cause. And what I mean by that is he literally spent nearly 15 years gathering 8,672 pages of documentation and testimony from people Father Capon grew up with, to prisoners and soldiers he served with. And, he had to fashion all this information into a narrative that in turn gets sent to Rome. And there you have to hire a canon lawyer. In this case, it was an Italian gentleman named Dr. Andres Ambrosi. And what he does is he's sort of your lobbyist. He's the guy who goes to the Vatican and talks to the Congregation of Causes of Saints and presses, why Father Capon would make a good saint. And part of that is not only is the theology and the history got to be impressive, but you have to have 2 miracles to present that you can say Father Capon was responsible for. And in that case, Paul, it means a remarkable medical recovery or near death. That's the first element. The second element is that recovery happened because your family, your community prayed to, in this case, Father Capon, and asked him to intercede. So, between Father Hotze and Dr. Ambrosi, they have surfaced 2 miracles of 2 young athletes from Kansas, one a pole vaulter, one a young soccer player.
That's amazing. Who would have thought that sports would lead you to this story? But it absolutely did. It intersects with sports in ways really unexpected.
Very much so. And, the third sort of element is we have this remarkable biography of this hero and would-be saint. We have this really kind of arcane, centuries-old, expensive saint-making process. And then the third part was, as I was working on that, I realized I needed to kind of get my house in order. And I'm not going to tell you I'm saved or anything, but it made me think about what my spiritual relationship with a higher power was, and did I have an authentic spiritual life? Mm-hmm. And it sort of sent me off on a little bit of a search that way that helped me complete the book. And, you know, I certainly didn't write the book thinking we were going to be in the middle of a pandemic, but it was really sort of comforting. And it's Father Capon is definitely a hero of our time. He's a guy who lived in a divided world, who was brutalized and was lived amongst illness, and he really much had dignity and grace and was able to save thousands, and he's attributed to save thousands of lives in the prison camp by mainly seeing the goodness in others and exuding goodness in himself.
Wow, that is an incredible story. It's not that often that somebody comes up for sainthood, is it? I mean, this is a relatively unusual thing to happen, especially here in the U.S.
Absolutely. There's only 7 American saints in the out of 10,000, okay? And those 10,000 go back to the beginning of time. And only 2 were actually born here on foreign soil. You know, part of that is we're considered a young country. We consider ourselves in the young country, but in the Catholic Church, we're even younger. We only had 4 cardinals in 1938, which we were declared a territory up until that point. And, you know, there's home field advantage. Half the saints are Italian. So, you know, there's really, America's really sort of late to the game. And what's been interesting, what I discovered, is it was Pope John Paul II who realized saint-making was an underutilized marketing tool, that you could really reach people. You could, like, give them superheroes in the Catholic Church. And they're not only lives to aspire to, but they got to be relatable. They got to see a little bit of yourself in them. And, you know, he picked up the saint-making process and did 482 of them in his tenure, which was more than all 6 of his previous predecessors had done it before. So, you know, it's really kind of a new modern phenomena that people want to be saints or want to get their causes in front of the sainthood.
Part history, part sports, part theology. It's a fascinating story, The Saint Makers by Joe Drape. Joe, thanks so much for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Paul, thanks for having me. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.